Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Deuteronomy. So now, Israel, give heed to the statutes and ordinances that I am teaching you to observe, so that you may live to enter and occupy the land that the Lord, the God of your ancestors, is giving you. You must neither add anything to what I command you, nor take away anything from it, but keep the commandments of the Lord your God, with which I am charging you. You must observe them diligently, for this will show your wisdom and discernment to the peoples, who, when they hear all these statutes, will say, "Surely this great nation is a wise and discerning people." For what other great nation has a God so near to it as the Lord our God is whenever we call to him? And what other great nation has statutes and ordinances as just as this entire law that I am setting before you today? But take care and watch yourselves closely, so as neither to forget the things that your eyes have seen, nor let them slip from your mind all the days of your life. Make them known to your children and your children's children. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read the psalm responsively. Lord, who may dwell in your tabernacle? Who may abide upon your holy hill? They do not slander with the tongue. They do no evil to their friends. They do not cast discredit upon a neighbor.
In their sight, when they are rejected, they honor those who fear the Lord. They have sworn upon their health and do not take back their word.
They do not give their money in hope of gain, nor do they take bribes against the innocent. Those who do those things shall never be overthrown. The second reading is from James. Every generous act of giving, with every perfect gift, is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. In fulfillment of his own purpose, he gave us birth by the word of truth, so that we would become a kind of first fruits of his creatures. You must understand this, my beloved. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger, for your anger does not produce God's righteousness. Therefore, rid yourself of all sordidness and rank growth of wickedness, and come with meekness and welcome the meekness, the implanted word that has power to save your souls. But be doers of the word, not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if any are hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror. For they look at themselves and on going away immediately forget what they were like. But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing. If any think they are religious and do not bridle their tongues, but deceive their hearts, their religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Now when the Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with defiled hands, that is, without washing them. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they thoroughly wash their hands, thus observing the tradition of the elders. And they do not eat anything from the market unless they wash it. And there are also many other traditions that they observe. The washing of cups, pots, and bronze kettles. So the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not live according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" He said to them, "Isaiah prophesied rightly about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines.' You abandon the commandment of God and hold to human tradition." Then he called the crowd again and said to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside of a person that by going in can defile, but the things that come out are what defile. For it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come: fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, folly. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. In his book, Mind the Gap, Matthias Henze introduces his discussion by speaking a truth that I suspect, well, many modern Christians don't think about. So listen to his words. Jesus was deeply immersed in the Jewish world of his time. Most Christian readers of the New Testament today cannot understand that world, because what is described in the Old Testament is not the Judaism of Jesus. The Old Testament cannot explain the religious beliefs and practices of Jesus' Judaism, because the books of the Old Testament were written hundreds of years before the time of Jesus. In fact, before he wrote that in his introduction to the book, he wrote and noted that in the Old Testament there were no synagogues. And yet they were present in Jesus' times. There were no rabbis, and yet people referred to Jesus as rabbi. There were no Pharisees in the Old Testament. And in fact, there were no demons, and yet Jesus casts out evil spirits. My point is that when the scribes and the Pharisees come up to challenge Jesus about the hand-washing practices of his disciples, there is much more going on than may be immediately obvious. Think about the Christian church today. As a pastor, I can tell you that every congregation I have served, every congregation I have provided pulpit supply in, indeed, every congregation I have worshiped in, has interpreted worship in a particular local way. They have developed traditions. Those same congregations tend to believe that every other congregation worships their way, follows their traditions. So surely the new pastor, the supply pastor, knows how to do it. Of course, the new pastor does not know the local practice, the local traditions, because the pastor is, as the old Saturday Night Live routine went, not around from around here. So too in the first century Israel. There were different practices, different pieties, different understandings. The scribes and the Pharisees came forward with a challenge that criticizes Jesus' disciples. Now, Jesus, in his response, is not throwing out the law of Moses, and he's not throwing out individual commandments, but he is challenging the interpretation of those commandments that had developed over centuries, the human way of understanding and practicing them. Jesus uses a quote from Isaiah 29 to shift the focus. What Jesus is interested in is less the external practices of individuals and more the core matter. It is what proceeds from the center of the human being, of human intention, that matters. It is what proceeds from a person that defiles that person. Certainly, Jesus is not saying that everything that proceeds from human beings defiles. He leaves space for people to do good. At the same time, he offers a partial list there at the end of what is capable of making a person impure. In the staff meeting, I wondered aloud whether I should use Slido.com to take a survey of everybody's favorite vice. Somebody in the meeting said, "You need to give me two or three answers." And then one later person, not in the staff meeting, said, "You'll need to make sure donuts are included." You see, this teaching challenges us to recognize that first, it is not what goes in that is the problem. Donuts are not the problem. And in my case, coffee or ingesting caffeine is not necessarily the problem. The problem is the cranky, harsh, ugly ways I behave when I have consumed caffeine. My family can tell those stories. It is what comes out of me that is the problem. What Jesus does with the Pharisees cautions all the faithful in his time and in our time to pay attention carefully. If an individual is focused on what is wrong with another, on what practices others are doing or failing to do, then there is a problem. The faithful are called to be vigilant about their own ways that fail, what is proceeding from their own heart. Matt Skinner, in his Working Preacher article, notes that Jesus reserves his fiercest criticism not for the scribes, not for the Pharisees, not for the law, but for human beings. In Greek, the word is anthropos. That moves us to remember that the location of evil is not so much external. In Mark's gospel, the role of Satan is not to cause wrongdoing, but rather, at least particularly in what we hear today, that the seat of wrongdoing is the human heart. Often good Christians and so many others want to dislocate evil from within to somewhere external, outside of themselves. Now, for those of us who are old enough, I'm making all these references from 40 years ago. I apologize to the folks who are younger. For those of us who are old enough to remember Flip Wilson's Geraldine, you can say it with me, can't you? The devil made me do it. There's a way in which we desire to put those bad ways of behaving outside of ourselves. Now, as an aside, I think that in this culture, there's also a tendency to similarly dislocate good to angels. Jesus calls the faithful to look inside. That's where the real work is. As a church, the faithful are called to scrutinize the myriad ways that we as individuals and we as a community of faith focus on the piety, the practices, the wrongdoing of others while neglecting the ways we fail to attend to our own flaws, wrongdoing, our failure to love God and love our neighbor. Jesus reminds each and every one that it is an inside job. When Jesus is asked about those things in other contexts, he quotes from Deuteronomy, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might." And then he says, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself."
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at standrewslutheran.org. That's SAINT, AndrewsLutheran.org. Have a glorious week.